Being a teenager can be hard. On some days, you're confused. On other days, you're trying not to get drowned in your own realities. On Diary of Teen Podcast, we discuss different realities of different teenagers through different seasons of life. It helps them feel heard, and it also allows others to see the world through their lens. Welcome to the Diary of Teen Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Diary of Teen Podcast. And we're really grateful that you're joining in and you're listening to the different stories that we have been sharing and different realities of teenagers. And today we're going to be discussing on a kind of sensitive topic, because every family, or a family, is the most important thing anyone could have and cherish. But what then happens to people and teenagers who find themselves in a home where their parents are separated? With me today, I have Lade, who is going to be sharing her experience with us on how her parents' separation has affected, transformed, and made her grow up. Welcome, Lade.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome, Lade. So can we get to meet you? Who is Lade?
Well, Lade is Lade.
Okay. What does Lade do? What interests Lade? What excites Lade?
Well, Lade is currently under-level student at the Lab Center of Banjo Investment, studying international relations. She loves singing.
Also loves dancing, but don't know how to dance.
Can I actually relate.
All right. Thank you, Lade, for introducing yourself. While we get on this, how did you come to the realization of your parents' separation?
Well, my parents' separation. When my parents separated, I was a baby then. I don't think I was out a year. I don't know, but I was a baby then. So I didn't even know. It was while I was growing up, I realized and was informed that my parents are no longer together. That they separated a few years
ago. Okay.
So, yeah, that's it.
All right. So when you fully realized, what went through your mind? My mom is not my mom. My dad is not my dad. What do you remember the things that went through your mind during that period?
Yeah, I remember I was curious to know who my mother is. Because I was like, okay, so if my stepmom is not my mom, then who is my mom? Because all my life, I took my stepmom as my mother. So, but I noticed some things, like the affection is not there. Like my stepmom usually acts different, like,
okay,
you know, the love is different from the one my stepsisters get. So I was already beginning to suspect that something is
rumbling one way.
So I guess when I was 7 years or so, that was when I found out. But before then, I noticed that my brothers would come home. They would go for like few days, maybe on Friday, then come back on Sunday evening, and they'll come with a lot of gifts. And I used to wonder, like, where is this gift coming from? And they always say, like, probably every 2 weeks. Like, 2 times in a month and stuff like that. So I used to wonder, like, where is this gift always coming from? What they always go to? So it was like, basically, they were trying to hide it from me. I guess maybe because of my dad or something like that.
Or maybe because of your age at the time, because you were still very young.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I was always, like, finding out that my mom is not my mom. Like, my stepmom.
Your stepmom is not your mom.
So after a while, yeah, my dad finally started allowing me to go with them to visit my mom. And it was kind of awkward and weird. Like, you know, I get to meet.
So you angry when you saw her? Like, where have you been?
Yeah, I was angry. You know, like, why did you leave us? You know, questions like that just pop up in my head. And why did you not take me at least? I leave my brothers and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, she's a woman and, you know, we'll go through some things. And I guess that she just had to make a decision based on the situations of things and stuff like that. So I said, but I just had to accept that if it wasn't into that thing, if I was in that case, so I would definitely.
How did you understand that?
Well, as I kind of saw my perspective, like, why shared that she used everything. She still shared every time. She didn't tell us anything, just reminding us. So I just get from my perspective, like, if it wasn't in this situation, you know, like, I think I would also make that decision, the same decision, like, to just live and start my own life. You know, it would just, my peace comes first.
Alright, that's, I get it. So, would you say your parents' separation affected your relationship with God? Or what effect did your parents' separation have on you when it comes to your spirituality?
Well, so growing up, I wasn't really that close to God. I just used to attend church. And the fact the church that we're even attending itself was not, we're not going there constantly. Just like going there like, okay, so people know that you're going to church. Like for me, no, we used to attend Deeper Life Church. But it wasn't just, I wasn't just feeling what was going on in the church and what the pastors were preaching. So it was just like, I was just going to church, like just going to church, just for going to church sake. So it really affected me because I guess maybe because I don't have like this parent love, like showing, I guess it's kind of like relating in a way, like when your parents show you love and say, okay, this is the reason why you're going to church and you should go to church because of, you have to get closer to God and be like, you and God should be very, very close because God is our savior and our helper. So not having people like that in my life that can actually like explain why I should be going to church affected me because I did not see any reason why I should even be going to church.
In the first
place. So in most times I either go to church to just drip, like to just wear cool outfits and nice shoes, or I just go to church because my friends are there and I just want to hang out with my friends. So yeah, it affected me until I moved in with my mom. Then yeah, my mom is this kind of church woman, so I always pray like you have to be, you cannot even be slacking with my mom. Like when it comes to
spirituality,
yes, like Jesus prayer warrior. So it was when I moved with my mom, I started going to church and understanding why I need to go to church. Like I need Jesus in my life and God.
Well, you made mention of the affection not being there when you were with your stepmom, and then you just highlighted the difference when you now moved in with your mom to say that, okay, you know that you can't sleep with your mom. Your mom had sort of made sure that you do things right when it comes to your spirituality. Is this in any way going to, you know, how does it make you a better person?
Moving in with my mom.
Yes, and that affection that you got, now the intentionality about, I mean, you have an intentional parent. How is it going to affect you? How is it going to, you know, make you take some decisions?
Okay, so when we moved in with my mom, me and my mom had problems for, I think, 3 years. We just started coming closer actually. So I guess it's now that I am actually like getting to know myself, like I don't know, like get to know me. Even when I moved in with my mom, I was still just latte, just a like random latte. I never know, I was just lost to myself. Like I guess I just needed like a motherly love, like someone's like, oh, have you put on your shoe, have you done this, have you done that, okay, you're going to school, take this with you and stuff like that. You're long gone. So that kind of love my stepmom never showed to us, not just my brothers too. So it was just like, just had like a guide there to just, okay, you have to take care of them, give them food. My dad usually like go out for like, and he will come back maybe on Saturday. So it was just my stepmom there. And she was just basically just there as someone to just look after us, make sure that we don't die before my dad comes back.
Wow.
So after I moved with my mom, we had issues. I get guessing to know ourselves, like there will be problems. And you know, I went through, we both went through at times.
Getting to know each other.
Yes. You know, the child thing, and she wants me to do this, I don't want to do that. Like, it's not my fault. I used to feel like, okay, maybe she's just saying because she hates me and stuff like that. I used to think my mom actually hates me. So it's now I'm really starting to realize that she went through a lot too. So it's like, we're just getting to know each other basically, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. So would you say you believe in marriages, like good marriages?
Yeah, I do. I guess you have to either make something impact you positively or negatively. Like my parents' marriage, now, I cannot say because of that, I should not be like, okay, I don't believe in marriage when I school. No, I love love. Like I love when I see couples like, and their relationship, their bonds. And now that someday I find someone. So it did not change anything. My mentality about men. You know, I just have to, for now, just be very, very careful. And just hope that, I pray to God, I always pray to God that once it's time to get married, I get married to a good man.
I mean, I really, really do wish you well on that, okay? So you said you have to be very careful. I mean, are there active, intentional steps you want to take towards that to say that I have these values, I'm not going to compromise on this in getting a marriage partner, I won't do this in getting a marriage partner? Are there certain things that you have told yourself you are going to do and not do in getting a marriage partner?
Yeah, well, firstly, it has to be picky. I cannot emphasize on that too much. Like, I have to be very, very picky when it comes to friends, because friends also affect marriage in a way. Like, your friends, it's like you give them a part of it. Like, so when they say something, you are going to, even if you don't accept it, it's going to sink in your head, like, okay, she said this about my husband. So I feel like I have to be picky when it comes to friends. Like, I should not just be talking to anybody, just like, okay, because she likes me, I like her vibes and stuff like that. So I'm also going to be working on friends too, not just going with anybody I see. And also spiritually too, I need to get closer to God. People say everything in life is not just spiritual, but I believe everything in life is spirituality. Like, everything is spiritual. So I have to get closer to God. Like, me and God have to be best friends. And also, I guess also, it's very, very important that before you get married to someone, you go for counseling. Like, everybody feel like you're okay, but I feel like deep down, everybody needs therapy. Like, or one thing or the other. It's your job or family, your friends, you know, like, there's always something bothering you and you just have to, like,
let it out.
Yes. So I feel like before going into marriage, you should go for therapy. Like, it's very, very important.
Therapy or counseling.
Counseling, I think counseling.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I like the fact that you now even do not just bother it on marriage partner, but even from friendships, being able to select your friends. And you know, when it comes to spirituality, knowing God, you know, there's something I've really heard and I've really come to understand about discerning people, where before you even make commitments to people as friends, you discern them, pray about them. What is God telling you about this person? You know, what is the level of relationship you should have with this person? Because there are acquaintances, there are categories of being knowing people. So not just giving it, going into a deep lunch that, oh, this person is my friend. There are people in your life for seasons. So I think that is very, very beautiful, knowing that you, even from now, you are looking out for your friendships before you now say you want to start looking out for a marriage partner. And I trust God that, you know, when that time comes, God will help you to select the right person or to go ahead with the right person. Is there any other area of your life that has been deeply affected by your parents' separation?
Yeah. I mean, my friends talking about their parents.
Careful. I'm so sorry.
And coming back home to just my mom. And I know she's okay, but it's going to be supposed to be different, like, when my dad is there. And the fact that I have to call separate parents, like, when I need something. When I call my dad, he's like, oh, just talk to your mom now, I'm trying. I'm like, talk to your dad now, I'm also trying. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's just, it still affects me. Like, but I just have to accept it, like, this is just how my life is, like, this is how my family life is. And just be a better person, like, work on myself and just hope that we break the chain, if it is a chain or, like, generational cause, I don't know. But it's when it gets near, it ends there, like, no single mother, no single father.
I trust God for you and your siblings. And if you could give a shout out to those who have been there for you, those who have shown you love, those who have supported you, who will those people be?
My mom. Yeah, I want to really thank my mom for showing me love. Because sometimes it's always, you know, aggressive way, but it's also love.
Tough.
Yeah. So, well, I know she loves me. She just don't want me to feel like, okay, so because I love you, she be doing rubbish, that kind of thing. She's like, not too soft on me, something like that. And I also want to thank my brothers. and my best friends, and they just always come true for me. Like, if I need anything, even if you do, you always try to provide it. And you know, I also personally think YK has been more than a brother. He has been more like my best friend. My friend, he totally understands me. Like, he never used to judge me. Like, if I tell him something, he used to understand. And like, he always look out for me, like, protects me. You know, he's like, he's not just my brother, but also my best friend. Like, just one person on this earth that totally understands me. Like, that I know that if anything happens, I can always run to Ryke. Like, cause it. Just one thing, God, he always speaks to God, like, voice notes, text message. Always responds to my message. They never for once made me feel like I need a sister in my life. Like, having my brothers, they have even taken the position of sisters. Like, eh? Like, why can you even give me movies? Like, if they're talking in the room, be like, oh, come, are you bored? Let me send you movies. Like, if I go to meet him, I need money. You can tell my brother that doesn't have money, but if I go to meet him, he'll give me the money.
Thank you, AKK. Thank you.
I just really appreciate my brothers. Like, they're my best friends. And, you know, people always like, what is this? But they will not really understand. Like, these are people that we have gone through a lot together. Like, with my stepmom, you know, like, beating, and we have gone through sad and bad times together. So, like, these are the only people that will understand, like, when I'm going through something, because so I've been there before. So I just want to thank my brothers. I want to thank my mom too, everything, and I pray that God bless them for you.
Amen. God bless your mom. God bless your brothers. God bless YK. And if you had the opportunity to speak to many people who are in the same shoes as you are, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them that let this impact you positively. Don't, because of this, you should start drinking, smoking. It is not an excuse. You can let this impact you positively. You know, work on yourself, like, for your future. Work on your future, work on yourself. No, say because my parents are not together, there's nobody to talk to me. No. You can let this impact you positively. Instead of crying, use that time to work hard, maybe get a job. Just keep yourself busy so you won't be depressed and distracted and stuff. And just focus on your life, focus on God. Like, God will always be there for you, especially the depression, anxiety. God is going to come through for you.
Thank you so much, Lade. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. And I will just, you know, want to use this opportunity to let everyone out there know that taking marriage decisions are very, very important. And it goes a long way to affecting children. And parent separation does eat deep down. And, you know, you can't just assume as a separated parent, in as much as you don't want to be in that position, right? Just assume that your children are fine. You know, sometimes having conversation, the genuine affection, big shout out to Lade's mom, you know, the genuine affection, even if it's tough love, they acknowledge it, they see it, and it does goes a long way. Thank you so much for listening in, everyone. Join us in the next episode, and if you do have questions or comments, please reach out to us through our social media pages. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope it resonates with you as a teenager. We would like to hear your thoughts, your observations, and your experiences about today's topic. Reach out to us on our social media platforms at Diary of Teens Pod.